Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. About finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All the chaos and confusion is going on this morning. Ask myself the question, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing the same things that harm me? Ever ask yourself that question? I did. And I hope a whole lot more people do that too, because it is imperative that we ask ourselves this question, these questions. Why? Because we have the answers. But the only way that we're going to hear them is that we have some chaos and confusion in our lives, so that way it gets our attention so that we can get still and get quiet. Ask me how I know. I done had enough time to get still and get quiet, and I still do it on a daily basis. So whatever your routine is, increase it, because the time that you spend on yourself will triple as opposed to the time that you spend working on your job. How's that possible, Zelda? Once you start the process, you'll understand. Jim Rohn said, Jim Rohn, a speaker who's passed on, and I had the honor and privilege of interviewing him before he passed. He said, you spend, is that rain? No, it's not rain. You'll spend, if you spend more time working on you, spend time working at your job, you'll make more money, but spend more time on improving yourself, you tend to make a fortune. So how much time do we spend for ourselves, with ourselves daily? That's the question that I pose to you today. And wherever you're calling from, let me know how much quiet time you spend each day, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, hour. Just let me know. And also, if you're listening on our Facebook channel, HLN TV Show, or our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, let us know what city you're calling from. And if you've ever abused yourself physically or mentally or emotionally. Country Club Hills. You see, I didn't know right. Am I pronouncing that right? Hamadia, yeah, I hope I am, and if I'm not, thank you so much for joining this morning on The Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to start your week off right. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if today's your birthday.
happy birthday to Annie Dean Robinson, who is no longer with us, my sister, in Tennessee, but she's here with me in heart, always, 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 always. So happy birthday, birthday, born day to you if you're celebrating a birthday, and also to my brother, Kitrell Bradley, born 2 days before I was. Left the planet long time ago. But he's always here in my heart, too, as with all of the ancestors this morning. So thank you for all of the ancestors for showing up this morning and helping me do this broadcast, because I couldn't do it without you. I stand on the shoulders, and I recognize that I stand on the shoulders of those who came before me to make my way possible. For that, I am honored. Thank you, thank you, thank us, as Baba Kwame Sunforce would say. It is Monday, August 15th. And we are always keeping in prayer the sick and the shut-in and those inflicted by everything, the drama and chaos that's going on in this world. But honey, it's a lot of it. And what's new in the news? Willie Wilson. Dr. Willie Wilson is giving away $80,000 today. That's $80,000. Excuse me, $80,000 in groceries and food supplies. Groceries and school supplies. All that information is on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So if you go there, you will see that information. She says, thank you for keeping me company while I work. Wow, well, thank you for keeping me company while I work. We're keeping each other company. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. What's wrong with me? Well, there's nothing wrong with Dr. Willie Wilson. The press conference is at 10 a.m. And, well, actually it's 9:45, I'm sorry, it's at 9:45, and I'll be broadcasting live there because I'll be leaving here and dashing out the door, so be sure and tune into all the channels, so I'll be doing the same thing that I'm doing now, is showcasing that. And why do I do that? Because it's a humanitarian effort, and it's something that we can all do. You know, giving is the new luxury. Well, Zella, I don't have the kind of money he has. You don't have to have the kind of money that he has, but you have the time and you have the talent. You have a natural gift and a talent and ability that you can share with someone. It doesn't always have to be done in a major way where, you know, the TV camera's on. You do that in the quiet. Do it in your community. If you help the homeless, if you help, I'm speaking about the homeless, you know I got to talk about the homeless. And if you go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, matter of fact, I'm going to pull it up, not now, but afterwards, and you can see I haven't even had a chance to put up all the footage that was shot yesterday, but there's a little bit of it on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. If you're listening online this morning, you want to call in after the 7:30 break, you can call in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. You can also check out my blog and check out my... What do you call it? Did I say blog? I said the channel. Oh, my channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And right about now, it is time for your traffic and weather. If you're headed out and about this morning, you know it's crazy outside already. And that it is, this is what you will hear, and this is what you will experience when you get out the door. See, this is why you have to arm yourself, because so much will be coming at you when you walk out the door. This is why you have to take time and do some due diligence. Right now, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you go to itex.com and sign up, you get a chance to participate. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, and you have products or services to sell, you can exchange them, excuse me, on the platform on itex.com. You can get $100 for signing up just by mentioning my name and Ashley Zelda Robinson. But actually, there's a one particular site. It's Chicago-itex. And it's sponsored by itex.com. So, traffic and weather, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees today. It is beautiful outside. If you want to go to the Caribbean, Vegas, Hawaii, Mexico, anywhere you want to go, it's available. You can go there because we're working on a trip right now. It's always been my dream to go to Jamaica. Waiting on that, And if you are out and about traveling this morning, no reported delays on Metro or TCA. But there's other traffic that is going to catch you. Trust me. Anyway, there's some bridge work eastbound on Grand Avenue. It's closed between Des Plaines and Kingsbury, and it ends in October, 2 months from now. Well, month and a half. And stage two will begin the westbound side of Grand Avenue. I am staying off of Grand Avenue because it is going to be crazy. And Chicago Avenue, too, for that matter, because you know they're putting up the casino on Grand Avenue. So it's just gonna, I mean, on Chicago Avenue, so it's just going to be plain crazy. So I don't know what to tell you. Find other streets other than Chicago Avenue or Grand Avenue. How about that? And Division is always crazy. I don't know. Take a street because expressways are crazy. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is 28 minutes in. On the outbound, it is 19. On the Eaton's inbound, it's 24 and 18 on the reverse. I forgot. Westbound at 2 in Harlem, there is an accident. And tapping the brakes at Harlem. On the Eisenhower inbound, it is 31, 24 on the reverse. On the Stevenson, it's 26 inbound and 21 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, 15 minutes inbound and 13 minutes out. On the Bishop Ford, it is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And on DuSable, Lakeshore Drive, it is 9 minutes inbound and Marquette to Monroe and 12 minutes on the reverse. I got your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And I want you to see what is available for you. And I want you to think about this. What is wrong with me? Why do I keep doing that to myself? As you think about that, remember not to beat up on yourself, but just to ask yourself, where in your childhood did you learn that? Where in your childhood did you learn that? And that's the question that I ask. And does it have to be anything wrong with you? Does it really have to be? How does it feel? To not feel good about yourself. Doesn't feel good, does it? Well, that's why we have this exercise this morning. So that we can feel good about ourselves. And it's a process because there's so much negativity in the world that we forget who we are and who we are and who we have been told that we are is two different stories. So what I want to do right now is take the time for us to become quiet, become still, and listen to the still, small voice. We're just going to spend a few minutes this morning. So I want you to get comfortable, sit up straight in your chair, wherever you are. Close your eyes and focus on the breath. That is, focus on your breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, however you decide to do it. Hold it. And exhale. Let us begin. And listen to the sound. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but only on the inside of your eyelids. So let us begin. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And I want you to focus on your breath. I want you to take long, deep inhales. Because when you take that deep breath, you should feel your chest expand or your stomach expand. You should feel some movement. And if you don't feel that movement, chances are you're not breathing deep enough. So let us try that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. It just feels so good up in here, all up in here. It just feels good to me. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. And as you continue to breathe in, breathe out, taking long, deep breaths, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we give thanks that the deep breathing exercising that we are doing expands our lungs so we don't have to be on a respirator or have apparatuses in our mouth or tubes to help us breathe. And actually, deep breathing is your first line of defense, because when you are attacked mentally, emotionally, physically, sometimes you just need to stop and take a deep breath, because it will help you keep your sanity. And it also helps with the immune system. Your immune system felt it? Yes, with the immune system. So you are consciously thinking, not just thinking, but consciously thinking. Let us inhale together. Bringing all that energy up to the top of the head, giving thanks as we exhale that that energy moves down through the forehead and the face and lands on the shoulders. As we inhale deeply, rotate those shoulders around, forward, and backwards, and giving thanks for the power of the breath as we stretch those arms and stretch and stretch and stretch. And give thanks for the power of movement, because somebody somewhere is bedridden and it's not you, so give thanks for that. As you turn from side to side, if you can, move that body. The body loves movement. 88-year-old lady at the gym told me, a body in motion stays in motion. Yeah, so we want to stay in motion. I don't want to be like anybody that is unable to move. I'll just leave it at that. So give thanks for the power of movement as you stretch this morning. Inhale deeply, giving thanks for the power of the breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale deeply and exhale. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, the eyes are closed, mind is open. As we continue to breathe in, inhale deeply. And as we exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath that has moved down through the shoulders and the arms and the chest and the solar plexus, as we inhale deeply. And we exhale, sending the breath down through the chest and the stomach and the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, rub those glorious knees. If you don't have knee issues, if you were not a roller skater like me, at some point in time, you may. So just love on them anyway. Loving those legs, those ankles as we breathe in and breathe out. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the ankles, the arch, the instep, the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes as we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy of the breath back up through the feet, the ankles, the arches, the instep, the legs, the knees, and the thighs as we can continue to breathe in. And as we exhale, continue to bring that breath back up through the chest, solar plexus, and the arms. As we breathe in, sending more love, light, and energy back up through the face and back to the top of the forehead. We give thanks for the power of the breath. Because someone somewhere is not as fortunate as you. You don't think about the breath until you can't breathe. And we don't want that to happen. So we breathe in as often as we possibly can, because that is your first line of defense. It will help you in a moment of chaos and confusion when you are attacked mentally, emotionally. Because when you breathe, you summon the power that is within you. Yes. That's why we call it meditation. We meditate to activate. And when you activate that which is within you, nothing can disturb you. Nothing can harm you, because you have taken the time to power up, I like to call it. Power up. That's what you're doing when you breathe in. So let's continue that process. Breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Once more, breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. So now, it in once more. Hold it. And bring your head forward, face your chin to your chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. And bring it around to the back. Slow down. You're moving too fast. Hope you're sitting up straight. And slowly rotate it to the right. And bring it back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring the head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. And slowly bring it around to the back. Slowly, 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 and slowly bring it back around to the front. To the front. And just wiggle it from side to side. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. And now, head up. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can. Feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. Feel that? Mm-hmm. That means you're stretching good. And exhale. Inhale deeply. And look to the left as far, excuse me, to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. You feel that? Feels good, doesn't it? That is your Monday morning mindfulness stress relief session that you can practice anytime, anywhere, and it's available to you just by your breath. This is why we meditate. To activate. What are we activating, Delta? You are activating the power that is within you. The power that is within you. And it is that power that will keep you when they're getting on your last nerve, somebody all up in your face, don't know the color of your soul, of the color of your Kool-Aid, and they just bother you, just all up in here and causing your heart to flutter. This is why we meditate to activate the power that is within us. And these t-shirts are on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Let's do one together. Let us inhale well. Bet you like that one, don't you? Inhale well. Hold it. And exhale dead. Let's do that one again. Inhale well. Hold it. And exhale dead. And while we're breathing, yeah, baby, this is another one. Inhale faith. And exhale fear. Inhale faith. And exhale fear. Ah, this is a favorite. Inhale love. And exhale hate. This is all possible. And you can do it with your breath. How's that possible? Don't believe me? Try it. Now, see, some of us doubt ourselves. And that's why this one was made. Inhale genius. And exhale doubt. Let's try that one again. Inhale genius. And exhale doubt. Need love? Self-love. This is what this is all about. You're looking for love on the outside when we haven't learned how to master the love on the inside. So if you need love, self-love. And this is part of the process. And what we are doing, ladies and gentlemen, is inhaling affirmations and exhaling negative self-talk. So let's try this one together. Breathe in, inhale affirmations, and exhale negative self-talk. And self-talk is crucial if we are to achieve what we are looking for, our dreams and our lives. So I just wanted to share that with you this morning, and I hope you appreciate that and understand that, because it is imperative that we take the time to activate that which is within us. And while we're at it, I just have to show you this. It's the Global Virtual Team Talent Contest. And it's every last Saturday of the month. So go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. You'll see all of the information there. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure and share it with someone, because someone somewhere is in need of it. And while you're there, be sure and go to my my page, my Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness on page on YouTube. And you'll see testimonials there. You'll see other people doing other things. And just enjoy the page and share it with someone. Because we all know somebody who's stressed out who could use some stress relief. And that's exactly what it is. My sister of the microphone, Deanna Robinson, says, Grand Rising Queen, Grand Rising, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you didn't get a chance to hear the show last night, yeah, we're on 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com if you know solutions. Well, last night we have an additional show. It's called Soul Purpose Healing. And that show is with Deanna Robinson. And you can see that and hear that at her page on Facebook.com, Soul Purpose Healing, or Facebook.com, Deanna Robinson. That's V-I-Y. Let me put her name up here again so that you can see how to spell it. I just saw it. Where did it go? Deanna Robinson, there you go. Actually, there's two pages and two names. That's my sister from another business. And so you be sure and check that out. It is 7:31, and it is time to go to the commercial. And my star of the microphone, Naima Latif, is going to share with you our Monday morning mindfulness commercials. And when she comes back, I'll have more for you. Okie dokie. And take it away, Naima.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Stop the audio.
Politicians must work together to help kids' education. We deserve a safe education. Look, we politician must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I'm Bill Chairman. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And speaking of Dr. Willie Wilson, I will be taking, I will be filming the, if you just joined us, thank you so much for joining us back here on the Female Solution, Grand Rising, thank you for joining us. I will be filming the press conference this morning on his $80,000 giveaway of groceries and school supplies, and that information, is also on my blog. And if you go to my blog, velvetspeaks.wordpress.com, I want to pull that up now so that you can see it, share, and Naima will be joining us. Are you ready to join us, Naima? Okay, bringing Naima in. And there she is.
Okay, how's that? Oh, but now we can't hear you. Oh, wait a minute. No, that doesn't work either. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go.
I guess it's my phone. Is the new luxury. Information on Zelda.
Okay. Hold on, I may need to.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325. To share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Florida. Wow. I never heard of Okay.
Yeah, that is very...
I may need... I don't know if you've got a cell phone where you can call in the host line, and I'll hang up.
I'm on now.
Yeah, but okay, let me see if I can switch.
Yeah, well, you might need to hang up.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Okay, how's that?
Okay, how's that?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you, like I was saying.
It sounds...
Audience can't hear.
Do you all hear me? Type in the comment section if you can hear me. And what city you're calling from. I don't know where Newport Richey, Florida is. Where is that? I've never even heard of. Florida's kind of like Illinois. There are so many different cities that you've never even heard of. I've never heard of Newport Richey, Florida. Is that anywhere near Orlando or where did we go for the Women of Wonder? Yeah, it was right out.
What's the name of that?
Florida.
Altamont.
I've never heard of Altamont.
Yeah, I think you got it now. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Chris, I hear you good. I hear you too. Thank you so very much for that, yeah, because I need it back. So, the topic of discussion for today is, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing things to harm myself? And those are the hard questions that we have to ask ourselves, the questions I had to ask myself as I was wheeled into surgery to discover why I was having the experience that I was having. And for those who don't know, I was diagnosed with diabetes on my way into surgery. I fell, had an accident, broke my ankle. And as I'm going into the surgery, you know, the doctor comes by and, you know, asks the vital questions, your name, age, where you live, how old are you. You know, he's looking at my bracelet, my hospital bracelet. He says, name, age, yada, yada, yada. You have asthma, you have this, you have diabetes, and
stop, doc, right there. What? Did you say diabetes?
Well, you didn't know you had diabetes.
No! And I'm going into surgery. And he tells me I have diabetes. I'm like, are you serious? He says, there's a heart attack. So, it was a journey. I was on a pill called metformin, which is what they put most black folks on. And I shouldn't say black folks, most people, because I learned that. Let me take that back. I learned that at the Diabetes Expo, probably where I met Jody 10 years or so ago. And I just lost my train of thought. I met Jody there, and I was in the process of writing an ebook, How I Reverse Type 2 Diabetes, and this is the video that I came up with because I wanted to help others get through the experience of being a diabetic and not have to take pills the rest of their lives. So this is what I came up with. Are you overweight? Tired all the time? Too much belly fat? You could be diabetic. Well, yeah. You see, that was 2017 at the Health and Wellness Expo. How long did I say 20 years ago? Yeah, John. Yeah, it felt like this. So I made an ebook, How I Reverse Type 2 Diabetes. And it was at the diabetes.org Chicago Expo. And it was free of charge. And that's where I learned that there were so many other diabetics. So you can go to diabeticdonut.com and you will see the information there, because if I can do it, anybody can do it. And so go ahead.
So could people go to this website and they can either purchase the ebook or the...
It's free. It's free.
Okay.
It's free. All you have to do is go to diabeticdonut.com and download it. It's free, and all you have to do is print it out or have it on your computer, however you want to do it.
I would definitely, because, you know, I told you I have two sisters. Now, we all grew up in the same household. Eat the same, you know, chitlins and pork chops and everything else.
Good thing.
However, I changed my diet in my early 20s. And then, of course, by my 40s, I totally cut out meat. But I changed my diet. I got rid of all of the pork and everything. And so I got rid of all meat, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I never developed diabetes, even though it ran on in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when people say, oh, this is hereditary, we get stuck in a mindset that, oh, well, it's inevitable. I'm just going to get it because it's in my family. No, you don't have to. Because there's a reason why it developed in your family. And you can always end it with you if you change whatever it is they do that created it. So we get stuck there. And that's why you get so many people who just accept what they're told by a doctor. Oh, well, yeah, you know, you're going to be on these pills forever. And eventually you might have an amputation. And we just, oh, well, one day I'm going to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just accept it.
Right.
So I'm so glad you've written this book and let people know that diabetes is reversible. I have a very difficult time with my sisters being open to different kinds of treatment because we grew up in a household with parents with a medicine cabinet full of pills.
Yep.
And we just assumed that this is what old age looks like.
Yep.
You're going to have a lot of medication.
Yep.
So now I discover you don't need any. And I'm so grateful that my mother, you know, she's very diligent. Just a little basic thing that she does, like, you know, eating a clove of garlic every day.
Yes.
A lot of water, but she's not on any medication. And, you know, we were getting contacted by Social Security because they're like, well, you know, is she still alive? I mean, we're not seeing where she is. That if you're elderly, you have to be on some type of medication.
Yep.
That's what the pharmaceutical industry depends on. They depend on this.
It depends on you. Yes.
Being their repeat business. So we've been conditioned to think that, and diabetes has been something that's been growing so widely in our community. And you see all these, you know, you see all these amputees, you know, and, you know, most of the time a doctor says, well, eventually you're going to have a leg amputated, or, you know, that's just part of the disease.
They
we don't think, well, maybe if I did something different, I could get rid of this.
Yep.
Instead of losing a leg, you know, and so I'm really grateful that you're doing this. And you ask the question, what's wrong with me? Why do I keep doing the same things that harm me? I think one of the things is lack of knowledge. In addition to accept what you're told by somebody with the title doctor, then you're under the illusion that they know more than you, even though your body's talking to you all the time, and you don't listen to your body when it's telling you what it is. And so there's not believing in our own inner voice that can guide us as to what's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this false belief that if you've gone to an institution where you memorize a lot of material from people who claim to be smart, that somehow that makes you more intelligent than other people.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you the title, doctor. And I'm not making fun of doctors. I'm just saying that when you go to school, what you're learning is other people's beliefs. They may or may not be correct.
Indoctrination. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And sometimes they were totally wrong, but we keep relearning them anyway. So that's why we keep doing the same things that harm ourselves, because when new information comes out that shows us that what we used to believe is incorrect, we don't want to hold on to the same old things that are hurting us.
Oh.
I mean, I have a lot of really bad medical practices, but that's all people knew at the time, so that's what they were teaching in their schools, and that's what people were imitating.
This is a good question. Ah, I see a trigger in there. Yes, we should be asking our health professionals to actually heal us. They can't.
That's not what they learned how to do.
That's not what they were trained to do. Teach my
They're not trained to heal. They're trained to treat the symptoms
Thank
of your
you.
Illness.
Thank you. They
and
can't
that's
heal you.
All they know. So if you come to them, and it was a long time. I don't even know if chiropractic work is even covered by insurance. A lot of new things that do heal you aren't covered by insurance. So there's a disincentive for you to do those things that do heal you. And there's more of an incentive for you to keep taking the pills and other kinds of pharmaceutical products because your insurance will pay for that. But your insurance doesn't pay for you to get healed.
Oh,
No.
So the whole industry is built on you staying sick.
It's like an AA meeting. Keep coming back.
Your illness.
Keep coming back.
Yeah.
Get that. You know how they refill your prescriptions? They will automatically send them to you every month. They're not doing that because they love you. They love
they
what.
Never say, well, when this is over, you don't have to take anymore. It's always over.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Health through diet is one of the most important things we can do for ourselves. Yeah, we know that now, but are we doing it? That's the question.
And doctors aren't trained to teach you that either.
No, they can't teach you what they don't know.
What you don't know. Yeah.
Vieta says, welcome to the third dimension that is teaching us what we don't want in the fourth and fifth dimension. Emotion management is more important than diet. Peace, girl.
Well, that's another thing that our doctors
the emotion
do, not,
diet.
Do not teach because they don't know. They do not know that your body is expressing
Ooh.
The energy of your emotions.
Ooh.
So if you heal the emotions, the body will heal. They don't teach that because
no.
that is true healing.
Right.
You have different departments that handle different aspects of your body. You have, which is also crazy because it's one whole system. And then you have doctors that will handle your emotional illnesses, and they deal with that, but they don't connect it to the physical ailment that
no.
is produced.
No.
So you have all these separate pieces, and then you have a whole other group of people that handle your spiritual needs. So they don't. So the mind, body, and people don't even communicate, and even though it's all in one unit, which is you, they don't see the whole picture, so they can't heal you because they don't have all the parts. They each have parts of the part.
And they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see it. That's how that
right.
goes. Chris says, right, I've learned so much by breaking it down and looking at the body on a cellular level. Yes, organ function. We cured what Western medicine could not.
And let me say about another thing, which is, you know, the political side of medicine. You can come up with something that actually heals people, and the government will not allow you to say that you cured them.
You see what they did
now,
to Dr. Sebi.
I was just about to say that name, Dr. Sebi. Cured
Dr.
cancer.
Yep.
And they wouldn't allow him to teach what he knew and openly say he cured cancer. Actually, he had that court case.
Yep.
Where he had
U.S. Supreme Court at that.
Yes. Had to bring forth his witnesses saying that he cured them of cancer.
Yep.
And he proved it, and you would think with all of this constant research talking about we want to cure cancer. Well, if a man has done it, why aren't you allowing the knowledge that he discovered to be wide known?
Right.
Because cancer is a business.
Yes.
And they want you to keep coming to these treatment centers. They don't want you healed. They want you sick so that you can pay for treatment.
That's right.
If you don't take responsibility for your own wellness, you will not have it. But what keeps us doing the same thing that harms us anyway is fear. Because fear has been drummed into us. And until we can overcome fear and decide to explore some real reality that exists,
that's what they call it. If you want something different, you got to do something outrageous. Outrageous?
Yeah.
Really? Outrageous? Yeah. Because your life depends on it. You can't do what's normal because normal is what has gotten you what. Thank you. So you got to do something outrageous. And what could you possibly do? What could you possibly do? Chris says, yes, it's one connected system. Chris also says they'll come take you research and your lab. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dr. Sebi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frame
them. That's the thing, because you're threatening a system, a monetary staying sick and getting medication.
Right.
It's a very powerful industry, and you saw the backlash for anybody who sounded like they might know how to actually get rid of the virus that everybody's terrified of, and yet there is nothing that the body cannot do. There's nothing that the body cannot produce to guard itself against how we're made, but we were psyched up to think that something outside of ourselves Right. Now that it's not working, we're being told, oh, don't believe what your lying eyes are telling you, that people are taking this thing and sick. No, you're not seeing that.
Right.
What you're seeing is that people are getting sick, but not as sick as they would get if they hadn't taken this special medicine.
Right.
So, you know, I don't even argue with people anymore about that, because it's like, if you can't see it, if your spiritual eye is not open, then the lesson that you are in your life in other people's hands to see you as a business.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to experience the effect of that decision so that you can then make other choices later in life. You know, if you survive this decision that you've made, you will understand that people who are trying to make money off of illness do not have your best interest in mind.
Never.
That's what you need to learn.
And I am typing up some resources for today's show. And I'm going to share that, and then Naima, you're going to take over. There, Baba Kwame Sunhor sent me a video with the wisdom of Bobby E. Wright. So, and there are some resources, mental health resources. So be sure and check them out, especially at what is, I think he said at 1:55.
Now, this is a thing to be played. Or?
Yes, it's on there. 1:55. I'm sorry. And
okay. Are you emailing it?
No, it's on my blog right now.
My blog.
Okay. Yes. And I'm publishing it right now as we speak, and I'm going to pull it up so people can see it. There are lots of research. Bobby E. Wright, for those who don't know who he is, it is a center that he developed on the west side of Chicago, and he was well known in the community as far as it relates for mental health, because that's a mental health facility. So this is the video. Can you see that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The video. And I keep it, it is at 1:55 that he shows all of the resources that are available. So when you click on the video, and I'll click on it just, I don't want to do that. I want to let you go to it yourself. But watch the video, and then especially go to, it's like 1:55 in, there's lots of information there of resources that are available to you.
You know what, can I see?
Oh, and it's 8 o'clock, yeah, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think I can operate from my computer.
Okay, but they can go to the web. They can go to the website. Should I leave this lower third up here?
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Vieta says that fear energy can start in another life. Unforgiveness is the next big one. Thanks, Naima, for the karma lesson on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you can send Vieta the link, or I can send her the link in case she wants to.
Okay, you can send it to her. Good.
Unless she comes on before you leave.
Vieta, if you want to come on now, because I have to leave now. So
yeah, we have to put you up.
I need to pull you up on the screen now. So I sent her a link last night. I sent it this morning, too.
Yeah.
So, Beata, if you can sign on right now, that would be nice. And we can pull you up. You tell it to go. In the meantime, in between time, I will make yours.
And we can talk about karma and doing the things that we keep doing because we're not learning the karmic lessons
okay.
that life is giving us.
Yeah, she says, on my way.
Wonderful. All right, there we go.
So I'll leave the lower third up, and as soon as she comes up, I want to be sure I have the screen.
And then all you have to do is just...
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. And then...
Once she comes up, then you'll...
Okay, and then how can I put
mine... Well, then what you would do when you leave is just, you know how it says remove from, you know, the
Okay, I was just trying to. What, oh, here it is. This is what I want to do. Mute me. I guess I'll mute me.
Yeah. No, not mute.
No, I don't want.
Oh yeah, you might want to. Well, yeah. Yeah, you might want to mute because then otherwise we'll hear the background sound.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Vieta, we're waiting. She says I'm on my way.
All right.
And maybe you can. It's 8 o'clock, 8:01, 8:02. So yes, 8:02. Maybe you can start the commercials and I'll pull her up. And I'll give her a few minutes. There she is, right on. All righty. So there you go.
All right.
So
you can bring in her. You can.
I'm trying to figure out. Ooh,
so once you bring her in, so you can bring her in, and then once you can remove your camera.
Remove myself. There you go. Right. Remove. There you go.
There we go.
Take it away.
Okay. Now.
Do what you do.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. We're cooking with gas. All right. Make sure that we can hear on Blog Talk. Yeah.
Okay. I got to go. Can you hear me?
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456. We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
For your 555 sharing this morning, because after listening to that this morning, it reminds me why I don't ask questions about trafficking. Like last night, one of our callers brought up a question about trafficking and how, you know, it's hell in some people, whatever. And when I listened to your Dolores Cannon this morning and your message this morning, this is why I don't ask why about all these horrible things that are happening in our planet. Because when you have been under the teaching of people like Dolores Cannon and Eckhart Tolle and all these conscious people, they give us the knowledge that we need to stop saying, well, why is this happening to me and why is this happening? You just say, oh, it's karmic energy.
Yeah.
It's all energy anyway, right?
Right. So I'm supposed to learn something from it.
Why do I keep doing the same things that harm me? It's karmic energy, basically. And then it just brings more peace to your soul. You don't have to get why is this happening? I'm so, and then people get depressed asking why all the time.
And mad at God, like, well, you cheated me out of a good life. How could you do this to me? No, you did this to yourself. You have to figure out how you did this to yourself and what you need to learn to stop doing so that you won't keep suffering the thing that you brought on yourself. So it's kind of hard for people, like you say, when they don't understand, because one thing that the church did, and even researching this, in the 4th century, when they decided what was going to go in the Bible, it was well understood that we live many lives, and so many other cultures understand this, but they made a decision in the current present-day Christian religion to remove that thought that you had another life other than this one to create fear. So if this is all you have, then people can control you by making you fear death. Because you feel like, this is it. You know, once I'm gone, I'm it. I don't exist anymore. So you're living a whole life in constant fear of death when death doesn't even exist. You don't die. You simply transition out of body and back to spirit. And then you have another life experience if you choose. But you, the consciousness, you are ever existing. If we knew that, then people could manipulate us by threatening us with death. So,
this third dimension reality, this third dimension experience, keeps people attached to the physical.
Yeah.
That's what the third dimension is all about. So even if you have, if you give birth to a child, oh my goodness, look at this beautiful baby. Oh, and then that child grows to be, 17? And you've been so attached to the physical instead of the soul. So grateful that my grandchildren keep me attached to their soul.
Yeah.
When they do something that I don't like, when they do something that triggers me, I go right to soul energy. Okay, what is this soul saying? Where did he come from? I tell my grandson sometimes, what planet are you from? Because
one day
I'm
he may tell
so
you.
That I don't want to be attached to their body and their physical only. Because then when that child dies suddenly, like my father's oldest child died, My sister's 14-year-old daughter died. It threw her into a total depression that she never came out of. And then this one, I have a friend on Facebook, her 18-year-old son died of an overdose of opium. She was so attached to the physical that when that physical leaves, you forget, like you said, that soul is still alive.
Yeah.
But why? What's wrong with me? Why do I keep the same? Because we're so attached to the physical instead of the reality of karmic energy, past life, soul journeys. All of that gets totally distracted because of the third dimension reality we get so involved in.
You know, the thing about it, and one of the reasons why I started doing the 555 messages is because there's so many wisdom teachers among us now that are bringing real understanding. We had one on our show, I think a couple of years ago, Caroline Chang. She does a radio show called Awake to Oneness, you know, Awake to Oneness Radio. You can find it. Look it up. Follow her, because she had an experience where her son, Kyle, passed away, and she was able to recontact him in spirit, and she just discovered a whole metaphysical reality that everything is connected. So because we're all part of one universal system, it's really just one consciousness, and it's expressed in what appears to be separateness, but there really is no separation. So this whole concept, it changed her life. And she was even able to hear voice fragments of her son when she went and talked to a medium and, you know, had that person contact her son. Now, we have religions that have frightened people into believing that anything otherworldly is evil, and they, you know, they focus on evil spirits and
fearful,
all
fear,
of
fear,
that.
Fear,
fear, yeah. Fear, fear. So you're taught to try to contact someone who has transitioned, that is, you know, you're contacting the devil and all of that. You're, yes. And so
because people haven't been allowed to know, they fear death. And like you say, they're attached to the physical body when in fact that consciousness that was that person is always there. And so if you discover that, then you don't grieve a loss. You might miss their physical presence and maybe some physical things you need to do, but you understand that the essence of them is always with you. Even you have not lost anybody. So that would help so much. Another great wisdom teacher that I've quoted a few times, and, you know, I know she's traveling all the time, but who knows, maybe she might also be a guest at some point, Suzanne Giesman, who is a well-known, internationally known medium, and she had the same experience. Her stepdaughter suddenly hit by lightning and passed away. And she then discovered, you know, that you can contact people who have transitioned. And, you know, she lived a regular life, naval officer and everything, military. But once she learned of this, it just changed her whole life. And so now she does this as a living, being able to help people contact with those who have transitioned. So it makes a big difference when you see life as a continuum. So not only are you learning things from decisions you made in this life, your soul is continuing the lessons from other lives. And if we were allowed to know that, then some things that don't make sense would make sense. Such as, you know, people ask, well, why would a child be born with cancer? That's such a cruel thing. If you understood that you make decisions to have experiences, certain reasons, then you don't think, like you say, not saying why. You know, a person might have decided that they're going to help in the research and curing an illness, and so they choose to be born with that illness for the purpose of helping us discover how to heal it. I mean, it's all kinds of reasons why people choose to have difficult lives. Sometimes they want to teach people compassion, so they choose to be born with an illness, with a deformity, with all kinds of, they might choose to be born with a deformity to help people get over the judgment of people for how they look. So they're helping other people's spiritual growth. So if you can see that people have reasons why they choose a certain life, then you're not thinking it's unfair. These are choices we've made. And I think I've told this story before about the one woman she was born deaf, and she actually was able to go through a past life, and she discovered that in a previous life, she actually, as a child, heard her mother shot to death by her boyfriend, the sound of the gunshot, and it was just so traumatizing. So during her life review in between lives, you know, her guides asked her, well, you know, in this next life, would you prefer not to be able to hear anything at all, just to give your soul a chance to heal from that trauma? And she said, yes, I don't want to hear, you know, that way I won't hear any traumatizing sound to remind me of this. So that was her decision. So she was born deaf, you know, and of course she spoke in sign language and all that, but she didn't hear anything traumatic like gunshots, and that was her decision. So a person looking at someone, you know, born deaf, they go, oh, how terrible. Why would God punish someone? Like, it was not a punishment. It was her choice because she needed to not hear anything that would traumatize her until she gets.
And here's another aspect of that. The people who are in the lives of those disabled or sick, they need to learn a lesson.
They learn a lesson. Yes.
That may be the biggest reason that the universe allows imperfect children to be born.
Yes.
That parent, and not to mention that when that child was in the womb, maybe that parent was unconscious. And they were thinking mm-hmm. negative thoughts. They were doing negative things. They weren't taking the best. No guilt on parent mothers at all. But when you're in an unconscious state and you're pregnant, things happen to that child that would not happen if you were in a conscious, healthy state. That's
absolutely
the reality. Because thoughts and things, Bruce Lynn, all these teachers that are showing and revealing that when we are carrying a child, it's so, and doulas learn this, when you're carrying a child, everything you do is being downloaded energetically into that womb.
Yeah.
So when a baby is born that is imperfect, guess what, mom and dad? Here, welcome to Baby 101 school.
You're going to learn more patience, number one.
Patience.
Yes. I mean, we all learn patience when we have babies, for sure. But guess what? You may need to learn some extra lessons. So you have been given a gift of an imperfect child. And now you're going to see how well you do adjusting to this disability or the challenge of the child, of the fear. How about the fear that that child might die? Ooh, that's a huge thank you. That's a huge one for all parents to have to learn to let go of the fear that that child could leave this planet before you. That's huge for all parents, I believe. So what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. You're in school. That's what's wrong. That's what's right with you, is that you're on the earth with all the rest of us in this earth school to learn some hard lessons. Now, there's so many people that, well, everything's not a lesson. Okay. Go ahead. Think that way. Let's see how far you do within calm and managing your emotions when you believe that everything is not a lesson and that things are here to hurt you and harm you. Trafficking, that was brought up last night, and I don't even worry or think about it. It's horrible, yes, but it's a third-dimension reality, like murder and lying and stealing and cheating and all these other negative energies that we get frustrated and, guess what, triggered about. But it's really a third dimension reality that we're all here to learn how to manage. So hallelujah, we got all these lessons that we're learning, and then we can support one another. We come on Monday morning, every morning on the Female Solution to support not only our sisters, but the people who listen. We're here to support you. We're not here to put you down. We're not here to hate on you. We're here to answer questions. We're here to share our experience and the wisdom that we've learned from the voices of enlightenment that you share with us every morning.
Absolutely.
So this is exciting. Why do I keep doing things for me? Because you're not in the mode of, wow, this is exciting.
Yeah, what am I learning? I mean, if you enroll in school, believe it, everything is a lesson because you're in school. And this is what Earth is. It is a school. And, you know, when you can't think beyond the earth and think it's just, you know, this is the only place where people live, you know, and then if you can't think that you live many lives in many places for the purpose of your learning, then none of it's going to make sense. And you're always going to be thinking, but this is wrong. This shouldn't be happening. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to open the mic. I want to throw this one out here because this is a hard one for people to deal with. How is it that a child can be conceived through rape, and how would that be a lesson? We'll talk about that. I'm going to open this mic and get comments. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. And stay tuned because, you know, stay tuned to this YouTube and Facebook channel because Zelda's going to be going live at 9:45 Central Time with Dr. Willie Wilson. So she's on her way there now. But let me open the mic for 773-263 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Rising, Mrs. Rashida. I'm thinking, you know, about the conversation and as it, you know, relate to my level of development and understanding. From what I've seen on History Channel, I watch TV sometimes, but I don't watch stuff that's going to have me in fear or worry. But I saw something that was interesting on the Story Channel last night, and they were talking about something similar to what you're talking about. They did an investigation and testing on people who say that they can reach other spirits, and then they get paid for it and all of that. And all the people who even said they helped the police because of their psyche ability, what they charge, you know, after they found out that they have that ability, they start selling it to people to get them to be read into. But they found out all that was a farce. All the people they investigated that claimed that they could do all of that and reach the other life, they couldn't do it. They even gave them testing and showed the testing. So I'm saying that to say, because from my personal experience, and I'm still praying to the Creator, I believe that when you put a seed in the ground or a seed in the womb, it grows. But I also believe that God says, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not kill. So, therefore, when I put that in reality of my own life experience, I find out it is true what God commands. You shouldn't kill. But we kill. We kill animals, yes. But he said we can allow certain animals to eat for our own survival. He gives us instructions about lodging and revelations from other people, prophets, and whoever. But as far as the healing process, I think that's sad for a person to capitalize and, you know, try to, I don't know what it is, but one thing, they capitalize off other people pain and suffering. And then they put up a barrier by doing that because most people don't want to be involved in that if you don't want to support what's happening. Now, you know God said that I should not kill. So why should a person tell a person accept the death? In the community, they're killing like 40 going north. Even at the social places, Six Flags, you know, shooting up people. But, okay, we can accept death. Yeah, we accept death, but we don't accept killing. Because that's a commandment from the high force. Some people believe in other people and other things, and other way of worship. But I believe in something created that seed that made me a human being. Something created that seed that made the vegetable that you kill and eat a vegetable. So those things are good. But God said you should not ever, 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 ever kill an innocent victim. An innocent victim. And we just accepted babies being killed. Well, they're going to die. Well, hell yeah, you're going to die too. But thou shalt not kill. And that's it. Once our people start thinking, especially among our communities where they're killing, once they start thinking that thou shalt not do this, but they believe that you're going to die anyway, so, you know, if you're dead, you're dead. So if I kill you, you're dead and you die, because I know a little boy, a young man, brother, that was homeless. His father was killed, his mother was killed, so community raised him. So I had opened up a house for the homeless, veterans and children. And this little young man that was raised by the community was shot 26 times. He still has 12 bullets in him. No, he did not die. It's not that God didn't make him die. The killer didn't kill him because he didn't know how to, he didn't put the right bullet in him to kill. God said that I should not kill. Now, God, when you die, you're going to die when it's time for you to die and you can't stop it. Me, no one else. But when you're murdered, that's pain and suffering on the family. It doesn't put a fear in you. It wakes up your consciousness. Well, it did when my grandson got killed. Mm-hmm. My father got killed. It didn't put a fear in me. But it made me responsible for my community because there's too many people in our community that's getting killed, and we can pray and pray and pray. But if we don't get up and do something, we're worse than a murderer. And that's my belief.
Well, Rashida, we want to address what you have raised because it's a concern that a lot of people have. We got to take a quick break, but hold on, because we're going to address what you have brought up in terms of killing children. Why does this happen? And what
why
are people
we allow
supposed
it? And don't
and
up.
How will
I'm
we
not saying why it happened. I know why it happened. It happens for several reasons. I know why people kill. I understand why people kill, but I don't accept it. Okay.
Wow.
It's not correct.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back after this quick break. And of course, we got a couple other calls on the line, but hold that thought. The question, of course, I guess, is why should we accept something like murder? But are we talking about acceptance or are we talking about learning from it so that we choose not to do it? But we'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. That lights your number up. And if you are on our switchboard now and have a thought you'd like to share, then make sure you press 1 and we'll know to come to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
You're watching and listening to Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. And, of course, Zelda had to go to a press conference, so stay tuned to this YouTube and Facebook channel. She'll be bringing live coverage at 9:45 of Dr. Willie Wilson, who is giving away, I believe she said, $80,000 in groceries to people doing good deeds, definitely setting an example of how we should be operating here on planet Earth. But, you know, Rashida is very distressed about the violence and the killing of children. And people would look at that and say, well, how would a God allow this sort of thing? And once again, choose the way they're going to live. And we don't realize it, but people also choose the way they're going to die. And I know that's a hard pill for people to swallow. But when you come here, you also have an exit plan. Now, people of course, shouldn't look at every murder like, oh, well, they chose that. Because the whole purpose of these horrific kinds of things is to awaken us to stop doing it because it's horrible. So if someone, and of course, you know, murder is not something that is supposed to happen between people. But this is a school. Have you ever been in a classroom where you got, you know, you got smart children that they get their work done and they, you know, quiet like they're supposed to be and pay attention to the teacher. And then you have those who are disruptive, talking all the time and everything. And then you have those who really cut up there, fighting and everything. So within that whole classroom, you're supposed to learn. And some people are so disruptive, but yet there are some students who still manage to excel anyway. And what they've learned how to do is to not focus on the disruptors, but focus on what they're here to learn in that classroom. And that's how Earth is. What makes Earth a challenging school is that there are people of different levels of consciousness. Just like in a classroom, you got some students that are well-managed, well-self-managed and focused, and others who are destructive and causing conflict and fighting, not listening to the teacher and all of that. So in this environment on Earth, you have those who are greedy, selfish, fearful, angry, all of these different things, and your goal is to still come here and live in peace and live the life that you're supposed to be living in terms of the service you're supposed to be providing, regardless of those who are at lower levels of consciousness that are disruptive. So,
and I would add, Rashida, the Serenity Prayer comes to mind. That with all the chaos Naima just described and all the chaos we are experiencing on the third dimension, remember, we're in a dimension of chaos right now and physical attention and attachment to reality. The Serenity Prayer calls us to ask for to help me accept the things I cannot change. And then it says, give me the courage to change what I can change, and then the wisdom to know the difference. That's why we get frustrated, because we don't absorb that prayer. I need to look out there in the news, and I see trafficking going on. I can't change that. I see murders going on. I can't change that. I see all these things going on, but what can I change? I see trash in Chicago, but what I do when I come home, I go throughout my neighborhood. I filled up 4 plastic bags of trash the other day in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is also energy that we're going to reap, because we are ignoring Mother Earth and the neglect of Mother Earth. So what can I change? This is what we should all be asking, Rashida. What can I change in me first?
Right.
And then what can I change in my immediate environment? Go outside and pick up some trash. Just start there. It's not the big solution, but it's a start to change the environment, change the energy in where you live.
Yeah.
And then the wisdom, the prayer ends, give, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's a daily, we should be doing that daily. With all the chaos we're in, it should be a daily prayer. Help me, before I get so frustrated about the death of this person, the death of that person. And then you come to the female solution, and you get up at 5:55 with Naima, and you're going to get some real jewels of wisdom from Voices of Enlightenment. That's how Naima and I grew. We've been listening to Voices of Enlightenment. I've been listening for many, many years, probably 30 years or more. And it's finally sinking in that we can come before you and share the knowledge and wisdom we have. So I feel your frustration. I don't just hear, I feel your frustration, Rashida. But we got to be rising in our consciousness. And in the map of consciousness that I shared last night, acceptance is the power area.
Yes.
Frustration, anxiety, fear, grief, apathy, that's powerless area. You're not going to have any power to make a difference in this third dimension if you're in blame, anxiety, regret, fear, grief. That's the map of consciousness. But if you move up to forgiveness, acceptance, understanding, peace, joy, enlightenment, that's where you're going to have the power to make a difference in wherever you are.
Absolutely.
So I hope that helps, because we're in this together, and people like Naima and I and Zelda, we've been studying, we've been helping, supporting each other, but we've been most of all changing ourselves.
Absolutely.
That's where we started.
And it's important to know that growth comes over a series of lifetimes. It's not you can't learn everything in one life, because you only have that one life experience. That's why it's a cumulative of learning. Just like, you know, when you get to 12th grade in high school, you didn't start out in 12th grade. You had to go from kindergarten all the way up to those 12 steps. And each grade, you learn something. So each life experience teaches you something. So when you get to the point, like Viata's talking about, the higher levels of awareness, of consciousness, you've been through some things. Your soul has been through some things. Even though your conscious mind doesn't remember each life you lived on earth, but your soul has recorded every single experience. So every single experience is teaching you something that you need to get you to that point of understanding. So take a thing like forgiveness. And someone is murdered, a child is murdered, and you, the parent, you're angry and unforgiving, and you're saying, why should I forgive this horrible person? You know, I want vengeance. And so you need to understand so that you can forgive. So perhaps after the end of this life, you transition, what you get is a life review from guides and you know, wise spiritual beings that help you review your life. It's not a judgment. It's not, oh, you're going to heaven or hell. No, it's a review to understand what happened and how you affected people's lives, how other people affected you. And then you make choices on the next life you want to experience to give you more understanding and maybe give you opportunities to fix what you might have done wrong the last time. You know, okay, give me another chance to experience this circumstance so I can handle it better. So maybe you want to understand, how could somebody kill a child? That's a horrible person. I can't forgive them. Okay. So then you choose to have the circumstances in your life that the murderer had so that you could see things from their perspective. So you choose a family that is dysfunctional. Maybe you've got an alcoholic, abusive father. Maybe you've got a mother who abandoned you. Maybe you have siblings that picked on you. And so you've got all this anger inside of you. And maybe you're born into extreme poverty, and so you see all of this wealth and everything around you, but people won't even share a bite to eat with you. So you're an angry, enraged child. And so in that life, you know, you maybe you become a gang member, you know, people who prey upon people because they feel like, you know, the world doesn't care about us, and we don't care about the world. And, you know, you're a bully, you're angry, and then you get ready to rob some little child. Maybe that child stands up to you and they say, no, I'm not going to give you my money. Oh, really? You're not? Oh, then you shoot them. You kill them because of who you have become. So now in your life review, after you've gone through that life and however it turned out, maybe you went to prison or whatever, but at the end of that life, then you have that life review and then you remember that this is the life you chose so that you can understand what happens when a person becomes that kind of a being that could kill somebody. Because now you're that person. You've been that person. But you chose that life so that you could understand it, and therefore you could develop the capacity to forgive. Because forgiveness is that higher level of consciousness that you need to have as a soul in order for you to graduate to that next level in your consciousness. So when you go through a hard life, it's to give you compassion for people who've been through a hard life. So you might look at somebody who's suffering. Soul might have chosen that life because they knew they needed to develop compassion and forgiveness and acceptance of people. That's what everything is for. And Viata talks about the dimension, the fifth dimension, the third dimension, the fourth dimension. We live at a level of awareness where people believe that the only reality is this physical reality, but it is not.
And so what we need to do is to grow to an understanding of the spiritual reality. Our religions teach it, but because we can only comprehend with our limited physical senses, we still don't get it, even though it's written in our scriptures. But the real reality is not this physical life. This is just an experience. Earth is a school for us to learn those higher principles of love, acceptance, forgiveness. And you can't do that if you're holding grudges at people because you don't understand what happened to them that made them become that misshaping person that they are. There's no evil person, but there are people who've had bad things happen to us, and they're responding to that, and they're becoming angry people who hurt people. The greater scheme of things is for Earth to become a higher dimensional planet where people can live together in peace. We can only get there when everybody has reached that level of awareness. Now, religious people think, well, if I can just convert people to my religion, then they'll act right. It doesn't happen that way. You can't force it from the outside in. It has to be from the inside out. They change because what is inside of them changes, not because somebody makes them follow a religion. That's why religions end up being violent, trying to make somebody do something, because you can't make people do things. They have to evolve in understanding, and it takes lifetimes of growth and experiences. And
let's not leave out the ego. Because when we start understanding the ego, which Eckhart Tolle teaches a lot of good information about that, this ego that says it's all about me, it's all about me. And when we talk about capitalizing, I think Rashida mentioned how people are capitalizing on things. These people she saw had been capitalizing and turned out to be wrong. They weren't telling the truth at all, or wasn't legitimate, hadn't been vetted, all that capitalized. That's part of this third dimension reality. Everybody's trying to make a dollar on something.
Right.
And guess what? People are demanding another hamburger, there's going to be more cattle killed. If we keep demanding whatever people are demanding, capitalism says, I'm going to help you get what you're demanding or what you want. And so until we change our value system, that I don't need another hamburger. I need to go fast for a day or something
right.
like that. I don't need another hot dog. I don't need another pair of shoes, damn it. I go to thrift stores, Naima. It's ridiculous how crowded thrift stores are with stuff people didn't even take tags off the clothes.
I know.
People are addicted to shopping.
And you got one pair of feet. How many pairs of shoes do you need?
They could close all the shoe factories, all the clothes factories, and insist that people go to the thrift store and recycle.
Right,
I love shopping at thrift stores because people get rid of some new stuff and they're beautiful, expensive clothes in there for like half the price. So until we change me, accept all this stuff in the third that I cannot change, I will have peace. Just trying to change me is the challenge.
That's the challenge.
Overcoming all my bad habits, all my addictions, that's a work in itself. How you going to be out there trying to change the world? You're still addicted to cigarettes, or you're still addicted to alcohol. You're still addicted to food. People are addicted to food. And you're going to be out there worrying about who's killing somebody, murdering. No. Start here. Start right here, changing this person to be at peace. Work on your peace, which is about meditating and going inside of you. And not we're trying to do everything outside of you, but going inside and changing you.
Absolutely. Now, Zelda just texted me, said, feel free to do an after show because she's going to probably be going live like somewhere around 9:25, 9:30. So, and hopefully, Viata, you don't have an early morning appointment. If you can stay with me for another half hour after the show. We got like four other callers on the line. So we're going to get to you all. Just stay on there. And if you're listening online or watching us on Facebook or YouTube, call in now because the switchboard closes at 9 and it won't let you call in. Call in now. We want to make sure we open it up for everybody to get their comments in. We're going to let you speak, whatever you have to say, because this is a challenging subject, understanding the totality of life and taking responsibility for what is happening to you. You know, if you want to really deal with doing the same things that harm yourself, that means you can't be blaming somebody else for what happened to you. That means you can't be pointing fingers and, you know, and harping on the past, because the only thing you can change is yourself. And like Beata is saying, you know, if you're trying to figure out how you can change other people, you're going to stay in a state of frustration. We're wondering, how can we make those people stop killing? How can we make those people stop being racist? How can we make those people stop? You can't make anybody stop being who they are. They are on their own spiritual journey of learning, and they're learning something based on what they're experiencing. And they're going to get a life review after they transition, and they'll understand what they did wrong, and they'll have an opportunity to come back and fix it or learn from another perspective. And you know, I know this is probably hard for a lot of people to conceptualize, but it's probable that a whole lot of people that are experiencing racial violence right now may have been those white people who were violent toward black people in another life. And so now they're that black person who's experiencing it. Now, it's not for the purpose of you dismissing and say, okay, well, you know, George Floyd, well, he got what he deserved. Well, you know, yeah, he might have been a white person who oppressed a black person in another life. But the lesson we're all supposed to learn from these acts of violence is how horrible it is, so we can stop these acts of violence. All of us are supposed to learn something from this. These mass shootings, what we're supposed to all learn is that we shouldn't be living in a society where people are shooting each other. That's what we're all supposed to learn. But the people who perpetrate the crime, they also are learning something, and they're going to experience something in another life that addresses what they did, and that's what we talk about, karma. Sometimes people come back and have a real hard life because of what they did in another life that they don't remember and we can't see, but there is a reason that their soul needs to learn a lesson. That's why if you can't conceive of many lives, you can't conceive of reincarnation, you can't conceive of eternity, then none of this is going to make any sense to you. The only way it makes sense is if you understand that we're here on an eternal mission of learning, and Earth is just one school in the universe. It's a hard school. It's like boot camp because so many people are on different levels of consciousness. And if your soul chose to come here, it's because you believed you could master it and come out of here learning how to love, because that is the lesson.
And a good book on that is by Brian Weiss. He's a psychiatrist. He has a lot of YouTube videos, too. His book called Many Lives, Many Masters. That was one of the first books I read that really opened my understanding about past lives, because he put his patients under hypnosis and they told him all about their past lives. And he had set by maybe about 50 different cases in the book where he learned about past. And he didn't even believe in reincarnation as a psychiatrist. But when he started putting his patients under, and they would reveal these past lives that they had had, and then they would be confirmed in other ways. Brian Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, that's a good basic book to start on opening up your understanding about reincarnation. Many Lives, Many Masters is the name of it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, I'm going to take you all in this order, so I want you to hold on, because we're going to play the ending at the end, but we're going to come back to you for the after show. I'll take you in this order, 336-350, 312-671, 773-450, and then we're going to go back to 773-263. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, press 1 now if you're on our switchboard, and dial in right now so that you can be a part of the conversation. We're going to do a half-hour after show after this, and by then Zelda will be ready to join us live at the Willie Wilson Press Conference. So we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. And, of course, again, I'm going to take you in this order, 336-350, 312-671, 773-450, and 773-263. Everybody will get a chance to speak their piece, because we got a whole half hour after the close. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back with the after show, so we want you to stay with us.
to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jared. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
In the after show, and we will take your call. Now, for any reason you get disconnected, you can join us on Facebook. I hope you don't, but you can join us on at Higher Learning Network TV. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, great. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So, yes, and we've got another one. Press 1-480-443. We're going to come to you also. And thank you all so much for joining us. I think I said 336. You are first, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Grand Risings, Dr. Lateef, Grand Risings family. I tuned in late. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm so grateful. I'll have to go back to the after show, so send it to me, please, so I can punch it. You know, Dr. V, Dr. Lateef, you are so on point. Today is a gateway. I think if you add up the digits, it comes to a 2, does it not?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's going into the gateway of other levels, other knowledges, and it's just such a beautiful time to be on this planet, no matter what may be going on. So I will just listen to your wisdoms and give the others a chance, and I'll just be grateful that I'm on this planet. And especially I'm giving a shout out to Minister Williams, who has been a major encourager in my life. And many masters, many mansions. I read that book when I was 33, when the tall ones, the ancestors, placed me in North Carolina in 1979, and in 83 that book came to me by way of meditation group that I was a part of with Deborah Winfrey, who is related to Oprah Winfrey, her and her husband in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. That book was one of the books that changed my life. And Dr. V, I just love the freaking bejesus out of you. We have so many connections, and I can go on and on and on. You keep going with your invisible Rock of the Gibraltar hatchet, golden hatchet. Thank us. Peace.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm going to mute.
Yes. And, you know, it's very challenging for a lot of people who were born perhaps in the 50s and 60s who have spiritual experiences, because it wasn't widely accepted until maybe a couple of decades ago. And people who, you know, who had otherworldly kinds of experiences were often ridiculed and accused of mental illness or what's worse, like witchcraft, you know, all kinds of things, because people didn't understand. So, you know, if you were born in those times and you knew that you had contact with other beings, you were shushed and quieted and told by your elders to not ever speak of it, or you were called peculiar, like, you know, Minister Williams has shared with us that was her childhood, being called peculiar because she was able to see beyond this dimension. People are coming forth, like Mama AZ says, coming out of the closet and letting people know that, yes, I do have a spiritual awareness because of my experiences, and I'm going to talk about it, even if your religions don't believe it or allow it to be spoken of. So, you know, these are times for all of us to grow. So let me see. I'm going to go to 312-671 and 773-450, and then I'm going to take 773-263. So hold on, everybody. All right, 312-671, you have the floor. Why do you think people tend to keep making the same mistakes over and over again, even when it harms them? Why aren't they learning something? What are your thoughts on that?
Thank you. Way on Yah Shalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful and black power forever. This is Brother Minister Robert Floyd from Chicago,
yes,
Illinois.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
You know. All right. First of all, let me say the two that Mama AZ just reflected too. See, two is everything in the creation, and everybody is created in pairs. The Yahshua, the Lord of the worlds, who most know as Jesus Christ, from Jesus to Muhammad to Allah God, is the greatest. And they all are greatest, the greatest in the spirit. See, in healing, and thank God for the female solution, B equals to 23. Healing equals to 23. Human beings equals to 29. So we all are 29 as human beings. So we have to learn better, know better, and do better. Remember, the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said, we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people. That's plump. That's my name. And I am so happy that, as we say, troubles don't last always. Yes, we are in the third dimension. And in the third dimension, no not. That's the reason why they do what they do, Sister Naima. See, they mean well, but they still do the wrong thing, whether it's in this life or it was in their past life. However, we must correct what is wrong, and that's the greatest thing that I know, that the female solution is all about. So people can come and see us, meet us, and greet us, because Mama D used to say it like this: it takes a whole village or it takes a village to raise one child, and nobody can raise a kid. Now, the righteousness is the real, is the God in you, the soul in you, and the wrong is the opposition, which is Yaku, Iblis, Satan. And the greatest book that I ever read and I think of is The Message to the Black Man. And the bottom line is accept. Accept your own and be yourself and develop yourself so you can be all you can be. And then you can be a 23 like Oprah Winfrey. You can be a 23 different, but like Michael Jackson in music. And that's what we do, or Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just made 23 popular. But see, he is a way of life that makes you what? The greatest. So the greatest has always have been among us, and Serena Williams was the black family, the black mother, the black father, you know. So it's our time now, whether other people accept that or not. Brother Pump know that. So they can come and join us at, and no fuss, no cuss, at the Lake Grove Village at 3515 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Excuse me, 3515, I apologize, South Cottage Grove. That's Lake Park Village Apartments. And that's why I mentioned about the village. And we can share success, breathe success. We're there every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30.
So we certainly appreciate you carrying the spirit that all of us should learn, and that is the spirit of sharing and being personally involved in the evolution of our human family. And I think that's just brilliant how you've taken your name and turned into an acronym that defines who you are.
Well, sharing is really a gift. All gifts come from God. You know, whether the human being be positive or the human being be negative. So we use the PMA, positive mental attitude. We have a special class. Education is the key to success. Malcolm X used to say it's the past to our future. Bottom line is, if education is the key to success, then we have to learn to be ourselves, develop ourselves, and be the best that you are. So for more information, and brothers and sisters, have to call me at 312-671-2773, because we have these private meetings, and it is for our people as a specialty, because our people have been damaged.
And changing people's lives. We got a couple more calls we got to take.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless your heart. We love you. Keep up the good work. Dr.
You
B
as well?
And Latif, yes, Latif, Naima, we love you. Thank you. God
Thank
bless you.
God bless you. We appreciate it. And, you know, he said no one can raise a kid. I would just add to that, except the mother goat, because every mother knows how to raise her own child. So let me.
I was just thinking about that myself. Where did that kid come from? And I realized, just like lamb is used in the Bible to describe the character of the animal, the kid phrase can be understood as a character phrase, not necessarily literal.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of character in the word kid. Someday we can talk about that. So it's not all I'm just saying, it's not all negative. Like you said, a goat raised a kid, but what's the character of those animals that were in the home?
Right, so, there you go. And it's appropriate for what they are.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So let's go to area code 773-450. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
All of you, greetings, everyone. Great morning.
Yes, it is a great morning.
Thank you for joining us. This is an extremely interesting food for thought topic, because talking about karma and things like that, you know, how the mind is controlled by media marketing And you think about the difference in your age. When you were young, you're running around buying all this stuff you don't need and eating all this stuff that you think you need. And for some reason, it really seemed important, but then you're being programmed. So the reality is, where does consciousness raise and come in? Most people just do stuff and act as if they don't know anything that's going to come of what they do. But if you just sit there and think long enough, the man that thinks always out-strategizes the one that's running around in circles. So we need consciousness raising, and be more of a solutionary in life. My parents, they passed. By the time I was 19, I had lost my mom and dad. So when you grow up, like they knew, it's interesting in karma. This is if they knew they wouldn't last. They taught me enough so that by the time I was 19, I could be on my own to think for myself. And it's interesting how if you follow faith and you go introspectively into who you're supposed to be from, I don't even know if I want to say from the genes, but even at 18 and 19, I had started studying herbs, and I was going around at 19 years old, giving friends teas and stuff like that to help them. So that when I left their place, they take these teas and they make you feel better or fix you. That's where I used to, at 19. Didn't nobody teach me nothing about how to mix herbs or none of that. As if I was being taught from some ancestral thought. And I never went back and did the genealogy thing because there probably was healers in my family somewhere along the line. Because where do you get that information from if nobody ever taught it to you? How do you know what to do, how much to mix, if nobody taught you? You get it from your own co-creator. That's what you all are really talking about. So faith is where you are, and faith is the solution. Instead of us living lives full of problems, how about not becoming a solutionary? A solutionary is somebody that says, oh, boy, there's darkness. Let me be the light. I'm not standing around concerned about darkness and being afraid. I've asked to be the light. So if I'm the light in the room, then I am the light. I don't have to wait for Jesus or anybody else to show up. The other piece is this. I just have a model that I always use in life. What make the best of whatever happens to you. So if something happens and you're like, I don't like this situation, it's the worst thing I could be in. And you start poking your lip out and whining and getting depressed and going through this emotional stuff. Suppose you didn't do that. Suppose you just stopped, got still, looked around, say, I don't like this situation at all, but you know what? I must be in it for a reason. Let me figure out what my lesson is so I can get out of it.
That's it. Everything that you go through, there is a reason for it so that you can learn something. And sometimes it's the matter of learning not to do the thing that caused the situation. So if we keep doing the same things that harm us, that means we're not going back to examine what we did. Like Viata was saying, you can't change someone else. You can only change yourself. What I'm doing that I have control over, that's the empowering thing. But trying to change somebody else, that never works. It just creates frustration. They have to choose to change themselves once they learn the lesson they're supposed to learn. And we get
even with children.
I mean,
children, even at their age, they don't want it to be controlled too much.
Right.
There has to be a balance where you influence more than you control.
Absolutely. That's why, like I was saying earlier, you know, forced religion doesn't work because the idea is we're going to make people behave. But if they haven't internalized the principles of loving your neighbor as yourself and realizing that your neighbor is yourself, your neighbor is a part of the whole that we're all connected to, and everything you do affects the well-being of others, which is going to affect you. If you don't understand that internally, then nobody can make you treat people right because you don't understand why you should. And this is why no matter how many prisons we come up with, we can't stop violent behavior because the people have to change what's inside of them that's making them behave that way. And that means we as a society have to change the conditions that cause them to have what's inside of them that make them do what they do. That means we can't be cruel to people. We can't be neglectful of people. We can't let people go hungry and thirsty and not having clothing to wear in the cold. We can't do that as a society, because what happens is the manifestation of behavior that comes out of anger and fear. So all of us are learning this lesson collectively and individually. But individually, what you can do is change yourself and contribute to the good, which is what I'm glad what Willie Wilson is doing, which we'll be joining him shortly, and giving out money and groceries to people who are under distress because of their financial situation. So maybe you can keep somebody from deciding to steal because they don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. Those are things, you know, you can do what you do.
I want to say one more thing just because you brought that up. Like for example, as a paradigm, we think about religion and what they call sinners and what they call saints, right? So then when you walk mm-hmm. out on the street at night and you're out there in the night and you got street walkers, prostitutes, pimps, drug dealers, and everybody else out there stealing and doing all that. And I walk out there, I see human beings. And do you know, I don't know how many times, because I don't see them as sinners and just human beings and look for the best in them, I don't know how many times I might have thwarted a problem. A guy would steal cars. I talk to him and laugh and talk about something. We stand on the corner laughing long enough where he doesn't decide, well, I guess I ain't going to steal a car today. But I'm saying the idea that you are sane and above anybody, we're truly connected to everybody. So nobody is above anybody. That's why when somebody mentioned earlier something about Satan and the devil, sometimes I believe people ought to take a real good look in the mirror when they start talking about the Satan and the devil. Not really. Because who in the mirror is making the determination? If our lives is based on our faith, we're co-creators in our own life, and we take that on. So what are we doing playing on the wrong side? You might be looking at what you call the devil if you look in the mirror, because you have some things about you that are not desirable, that you need to change. So don't just look at it as though it's out there somewhere. Oh, the devil's over there. No, I think the devil's over here. And I think
And ideally, we should discover the thing in us that is incorrect before we leave this life. We're going to see everything when we leave here, but the purpose is to get the lesson before you leave. What is that? Somebody that said that the Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth. You know, you want to get the lesson before leaving Earth. You want to figure out that you shouldn't hurt people before leaving Earth. Because once you leave here, then what you have is karma that you've created that you got to come back and fix because you didn't know that you shouldn't have hurt people. But we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Got a few more calls.
I was going to say, I hope Dr. Wilson, he's a philanthropist. Who's ever heard of a philanthropist being a mayor? Most of the time, politicians
are crooked. Well, maybe that's a new trend.
I hope he will. I'll vote for him, but most politicians are crooked.
Well, we hope to change that. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you, and, you know, call again. If that would be interesting. What if the people who we elected to public office were philanthropists and people who did good? Wouldn't that change the face of our society? Well, let me go to 480-343 and then 773-263. We should be able to get back to you before 9:30 when we sign off and sign on to Zelda going live. 480-343. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Good morning, ladies. I just would like to start out elevating the two of you for bringing forth such a difficult subject, right? In a time where we really need it. God bless you both. I just want to start there. You're welcome. The biggest thing that I want to say is, you know, the thing that I feel like's gotten us in trouble throughout history is when we look outside of ourselves for answers. You know, they fed us this lie, more or less, that there's always something between us and God, when in all reality, God lies within. And when in question, know thyself, right? Look within first, and then make the decision and look without through those eyes. So whenever we're in question, whenever we're in doubt, that's really the thing to do. That's what we need to come to. Look within. God lies within. We are all divine sparks and beings of God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, as we all know, over thousands of years, something different has been pounded into our heads. And so when we use words like karma and past life and, you know, we are creating and bringing in what we're experiencing, it lights people up. But when we come to the understanding that, oh, that's our cue, when it lights me up, to look at it and go, why? That's something I need to personally address.
Right.
And move
absolutely.
It out. And then, right. And then those things don't light you up anymore, right? We've dealt with it. So good on you. Keep using the word karma. Keep using the words God. I'm tired of God being a dirty word, right? We've got to come to a better understanding that when we say God and things like this, we don't mean necessarily my personal God, your God, whoever that is to you. Love it.
Yeah.
That being is filled with love and light. And you know that's your God because there is no judgment. There is no fear. There is only peace and love there.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for calling in with those words of wisdom. We're going to see if we can take this last caller. Thank you again for affirming that which those who have reached that point of understanding are now aware of. And we're trying to share the awareness for those who may be stuck in that cycle of doing the same hurtful things because they don't understand that reality. And, you know, Jesus taught those things. But, you know, once he left, the people he was preaching against hijacked his teachings and went right back to the fear-based teaching that he had been teaching against. Because
exactly.
He was teaching that we are all expressions of God. You know, when they accused him of blasphemy, and he's saying, but your scriptures say you are God's children of the Most High. You know, I'm not saying anything that wasn't already there, but, you know,
exactly.
the religious leaders, they want us to fear them and believe that the only way people can have connection to the divine is to obey them and do what they say. And it's like, well, if you do what I tell you, then I can get you into heaven. And you've got people who still kind of believe that. And, you know, church pastors and other religious leaders, not just Christianity. I'm not beating up on Christianity because there's other leaders,
right,
too, who use their ego, like Beata was saying. You know, they want to be important. They want to be in charge. They want to be in control. And so they make people think, if you obey me, then I can get you into heaven. But if you don't obey me, then, you know, you're doomed. So you do what I say. And it makes people dependent instead of using their own inner guidance. Like you said, it's already within us. But thank you so much. I'm going to see if I can bring in one last time. And feel free, keep calling in. We appreciate you. And we've got area code 773263. I believe we've got Rashida with another comment. So, Rashida, has any of the conversation given you a little bit of insight as to how to handle the distress of seeing children killed?
Well, none of the things that you all said, but I have internally attained to a level of development where I could do like the Europeans do, outreach and support, because they have resources for people, parents who are killed, children are killed. So nothing you all said motivated me. I got a little bit confused about the karma, because when people get killed, it's a sin. A murder is not accepted. And an interesting thing about the Europeans, I noticed, if there's one killing, the whole community comes together on a spiritual level and they do a resolve. And they also do treatment for the murderer when they go through the court proceedings and process. But they're on a different level. But never is murder a comma, because God said that should not murder, period. Deuteronomy, Revelation, Matthew, all the scriptures I ever read, that's a sin. That's a no. And so coming from that, it worries me when I see our people pushing it off and it's still getting greater, because that's a sin. For those who don't believe in sin, I don't know what they believe in, but I believe in vengeance is God, and we should always be accountable in our communities for whatever ills or sins that's going on, because it affects us all. So once we get to that level of development, I believe all this outside of the spirit of God and pray to whatever you pray to heal, if we do things outside of that, it's going to continue, because we can't educate. We're here to learn as well as teach. And, yeah, you learn from experience of killing children, especially if it's in your family, because you worry, because it's unsolved and it's happening frequently. Not that you don't fear, because I fear nothing but God. But I do have one trauma-phobic, and that's a fear of injury, because it's all happening. So I'm looking around myself, because I'm looking, going in the community and seeing out of my own eyes people on the ground dead.
Okay, so let me say this one thing, Rashida, before we go, that may bring you some comfort. You know, all of us are born here with a purpose.
I don't want to take up your time.
Well, I know we got to leave at 9:30.
Because
so
I'm saying
sure
listen
that
to this. Okay.
Because I know Zelda's getting ready to come on live. I just wanted to make sure I address what you just said. Everybody's here for a purpose. And if you feel this drive to address this, that is your purpose. You chose this life to experience these things that have affected you profoundly as a motivation for you to fill your purpose as the activist that you are in helping to change things. So you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is raising a consciousness about it, which is creating organizations to address the trauma, which is rallying people to stop accepting this as normal, because it isn't. You are fulfilling your life's purpose. That's why you have this intense drive to address this, because that's who you are. That's what your soul came here to do. So it's good that you feel what you feel, because that's what you're supposed to feel. You are a person who has chosen to address this horror of killing, of racism, of the trauma that we've experienced, and to create means to solve it. That's why you created the organizations that you created. That's why you're drawing the people to you that are on the same mindset and willing to do something to change things. So I salute you for having discovered your life's purpose. Don't let yourself get frustrated, because this is a big task, and there are a lot of people who are unconscious, but that's okay. We know that we're here to make these changes, because that's what needs to happen. And it takes time, but it is going to happen. So just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll keep attracting people who hear you and are willing to step up and give you the resources that will make manifest the work that your organization is striving to do.
Well, thank you very kindly for the motivation.
I ask her, is the Serenity Prayer meaningful for you?
The Serenity Prayer, what the God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Anything that relating to God and acceptance of his delivery to us, I accept.
Accepting the things you cannot change, the courage to change what you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Is that prayer significant or helpful for you?
Yes. Anything that mixes God and God's deliverance to us, I accept from God.
So I think it's that last
God
part,
prayer.
The wisdom.
So yes, that prayer that the sister, the Serenity Prayer, I've seen it and read it and understand it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, now live it, sister, live it. Now don't just do all live it now, be it.
And the whole thing is to not let the frustration overwhelm you.
Becomes part of me. Whatever I accept, it becomes part of me, sister. That's the way I made like that.
Absolutely. Well, we certainly do appreciate all that you do. And we just don't want you to distress yourself, because that will lead to physical illness. And then once your body breaks down, then you can't do the work that you came here to do. So the thing is to be at peace, even though you're seeing these things. And like we've been explaining, all of these things happen for a reason. But yes, we are here to change them. But we're also here to be at peace even as we work to change, because everybody has to live the life that they created for themselves. And some people who end up getting killed, that was what they created in their lives. And some people are here to awaken others to do the work that you're doing, which is to change the behavior of the people. But either way, regardless of what happens, we have to at first be at peace and understand that all is divine, is in divine order, even that which we don't understand.
Bless you, Rashida, and shalom, Naima. It's been a beautiful time of exchange of energy. So have a beautiful day. I'm going to leave the studio.
Yes, and I must leave as well. No, thank you. And I appreciate all of you all who stayed with us this last half hour. And we will and stay on, because we are going to be joining. We are going to be joining we're going to be joining Zelda as she is live on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. So look for her in just one moment.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Okay, I believe we're going to be joined shortly at the live broadcast. And let's see, are we, all right, so now let's see if we can bring in
Zelda. And, of course, Dr. Willie Wilson is live at his, let me see if we might be able to see if we can bring him in. Can we bring in the press conference? And, of course, if you have continued to hold on, we'll be on with the Blog Talk station until 10 a.m. So we'll see if we can add you to this live broadcast with Dr. Willie Wilson. And let me see if we can bring this in. And perhaps give you an opportunity to hear as humanitarian Dr. Willie Wilson about to show how he is going to donate $80,000 in free groceries at the 4 Cermak Fresh Market stores, and he's also going to be donating school supplies.
To the line, you will notice that there are many people out here already in line waiting, and it doesn't start for another hour. So this shows you how serious the need is for groceries and supplies, not only in the city of Chicago, but all over the world, not just here, in Chicago. And as you can see, this is Cermak Fresh Market. And there's Dr. Shondo Velez. Good morning. Grand Rising. And I'm so happy to see you this morning.
Good morning to all.
Yes, good morning.
I'm so grateful that you're out this early. You've awakened. You possibly had a very busy weekend. We had an extremely busy weekend. We were all over, including the famous and well-attended Bud Larson Parade.
Yes.
And today is Monday.
Yes.
And on Monday, as we start a new week, we find ourselves here at Belmont and I believe this is Pulaski. Yes, Belmont and Pulaski at the
Diversity.
Or Diversity. There's one on Belmont as well. And we're here on Diversity and Pulaski at the Cermak store, and we are waiting for Dr. Willie Wilson to attend this giving of 1% groceries to the community, Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation. Times and will continue to give. He always says, as the Lord blesses, he desires to bless others. So you will find a lot of people already lined up around the corner at other stores, three other stores, the same thing.
All right, we're having a little connection issue. Let's see if we can get the connection back. Let's see if we can bring the connection back. Or signal may have gotten weak there. And of course, they're outside. And we know that sometimes the signals do disappear. But basically, there is 4000 West Diversity Avenue. And this is one of the stores where Dr. Willie Wilson is giving away $80,000 in groceries. One of the callers said, well, what would happen if we elected a philanthropist as mayor? I believe that the people who are in the positions of public servants, you know, which is what an elected official is, I believe that they should be philanthropists. They should have the heart to want to give to the people. Otherwise, we're going to keep doing the same thing, the same old way, having people who are profit-based, greed-based, power-based, and not really caring for the welfare of the people. I mean, there's no way that you could have this kind of a homeless population and have people who are in positions of authority that care. You know, why can't they agree to use the money that we pay our taxes and contribute for the care of the citizens? Why can't they get together and agree in their meetings to use it where it's needed? If they really had the right heart, then we would not have these problems because there is money that would be helpful. So you do need somebody with a different heart, a different way of thinking. And until that happens, we're going to keep experiencing the same thing of these extreme disparities in lifestyles where some people are living on the street and others have major mansions that is way more space than they could possibly use, and a general not caring about the suffering that's going on. So we don't.
We are live here, 1400 Select, 2800 North, last seat, 1400 West, Diversity, at the Dr. William Wilson Foundation, free groceries, and Go Fly for Kids. And it is one of many. Many more to come, and as we walk to the line, you will notice that there are many people out here already in line waiting, and it doesn't start for another hour. So this shows you how serious the need is for groceries and supplies, not only in the city of Chicago, but all over the world, not just here, in Chicago. And as you can see, this is Sir Mac Fresh Market. And there's Dr. Shondo Velez. Good morning. Red rising. And I'm so happy to see you this morning.
Good morning to all.
Yes, good morning.
We're so grateful that you're out this early. You've awakened. You possibly had a very busy weekend. We had an extremely busy weekend. We were all over, including the famous and well-attended Buzz Aldrin Parade.
Yeah.
And today is Monday. Yeah. And on Monday, as we start a new week, we find ourselves here at Belmont and I believe this is Pulaski. Yes, Belmont and Pulaski at the
Diversity.
There's one on Belmont as well. But we're here on Diversity and Pulaski at the Cermak store, and we are waiting for Dr. Willie Wilson to attend this giving of Once Again groceries to the community. Dr. Willie Wilson Foundation is something to be made, as we have said so many times, and we'll continue to give. He always said, as the Lord blesses, he desires to bless others. So you will find a lot of people already lined up around the corner at other stores, three other stores.
So now let's go to Dr. Willie Wilson.
Always be a continuing moving forward in Christ's name. Amen.
Okay, we're now playing Dr. Willie Wilson.
I want to bring
It is important to take so we want to make sure that people can get the necessary help that they need. Every little bit helps. But we need to also cover some of the senior citizens' homes for those who cannot get out of the senior citizens' homes. So we got to figure out how we're going to do that. But it's coming up soon. I think that passed away last week. I'm going to deal with it soon because gas prices, you know, is coming down. You know, so we'll deal with inflation. Hope that the thing that we are trying to do is help other people to make a little bit easier on their pocketbook, things that nature, and hopefully that it will work out. So we'll continue to do this as long as it takes for us to do this, at least through the rest of this year. And we'll see what next year going to bring up, you know, and see where we go from there. And the idea of people showing compassion, showing love, and just bring on showing.
So I took myself off. Yeah, I did, and then once the press conference came on, I was trying to bring on. Okay, so everybody go to Zelda Speaks at the Higher Learning Network, and you can continue to see. The press conference, and we're signing off on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show, and we'll see you tomorrow. Join us for Susan Essential Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. So we'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. As always, we appreciate you for joining us on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And thanks to all who joined this conversation. And thank you for being a part of the solution.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana.
Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.